A new poll for the special election primary for the United States Senate seat in Alabama, vacated by the February appointment of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has now been conducted and provided by the Emerson College Polling Society. Luther Strange, who has served as Alabama's senator on appointment and is running for the seat, comes in at 32%. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is at 29%. Congressman Mo Brooks is third with 15%. And State Senator Trip Pittman is in at 10%. No other candidate is above 2%, and 11% of Republican primary voters were undecided. Professor Spencer Kimball of the Emerson College Polling Society is here to analyze these findings. First off, Professor, quite simply, what does this all mean?
Well, Larry, simply this means we're likely to have a runoff September 26 in the Republican primary. Between Strange and Moore, as you pointed out, both candidates are hovering around 30%. And they need to hit that 50% threshold. Brooks and Pittman are taking up 25%. So they're soaking up a lot of those loose voters around the state. Brooks's support is in the northern part that we expected. He's getting about a quarter of the vote up in the 5th district. Moore is very strong in the 2nd district. That's right above the panhandle in the southeastern part of the state. As the votes come in tomorrow night, you'll see his numbers in that section really increase. But then around the state, Strange will be able to come back, particularly in the central areas of the state, and make it a competitive race, it appears.
There was some big news over the weekend, so this is going to be the perfect lead-in. I think we know where we're all headed. As part of your process was producing job approval ratings, not just the former Alabama senator and now Attorney General Sessions, but for President Trump. Could you share the details of these findings and a quick follow-up on how you believe any of this could pertain to the primary itself?
Well, Donald Trump won Alabama convincingly over Hillary Clinton by about 30 points. And now we ask, hey, do you approve of the job performance of President Trump? And 58% of voters said that they did. 60% approve of Jeff Sessions' performance as attorney general. So you can see that these two men are well-liked and approved of in Alabama. But then we ask one more question about President Trump in the news media regarding who do they trust? And by nearly 20 points, about 51 to 30, they trust Donald Trump. This is statewide. This is not just of Republican primary voters. Now, why this is so important, Larry, is that Trump has recently endorsed Strange for the U.S. Senate seat. And it will be interesting to see if his endorsement can translate into actual votes. Historically, endorsements are good for increasing name recognition or raising money. But actual votes on the ground is a very difficult thing to do, as we saw with Obama in those midterm elections in 2010 and 2014, where he was unable to capitalize just on endorsements. So it'll be interesting to see if a endorsement from the president for Strange will be enough to carry him, not just in this primary, but September 26, when it appears that there'll be a runoff election between him and Moore.
That was the big news of what, as we know, was a fairly newsworthy weekend. Okay, Spencer, to wrap this up, we'll go to the Democrat side of the primary. What do you have for us there, Professor?
Well, we have the former federal prosecutor and U.S. attorney, Doug Jones, right around 40%. The only person competing with him is a fellow that has a very well-known name, Robert Kennedy Jr., but is in no relation to the Kennedy empire, the Kennedy family. So Robert Kennedy Jr. is around 20%. All other candidates are below 10%. And it appears that Jones, right around 40, there's enough undecided votes that he should be able to capture the nomination. And he last week also got the endorsement of former Vice President Joe Biden. He also has the endorsement of Congressman John Lewis. And anybody who knows Georgia politics knows Congressman Lewis. He's obviously very big also over in Alabama. So he'll probably be able to squeak out that 50% mark and take the nomination.
Fate of the country hangs in the balance. We will be watching the results tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 15th. And we will be back here next week on Emerson College Polling Weekly with not just the analysis of the results, but a more deeper dive into the state of Alabama, a preview of the potential gubernatorial candidates in Auburn and Alabama. Which college football team really owns more hearts and minds than their rivals? Find out first by subscribing to the Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.